Masechet Eduyot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah, we said that if a limb of a body is removed from a person who is living, then that limb is Tameh. Here we'll talk about if a piece of flesh or if bone that comes from a limb after it was removed from a living person, what's the status of that flesh or that bone? Mishnah says, Kazayit basara poresh me'eved minahai. If you have a kazayit worth of flesh that comes from a limb that was removed from a living person, Rabbi Eliezer mit tameh. Rabbi Eliezer says that tameh, just like the flesh that comes from a dead body. But Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Nehunya say that it's tahor, similar to the flesh that comes from a living person. The machloket that they have is, we know that flesh that's removed from a living person is pure, and flesh that's taken from a dead person is tameh. But question becomes over here, the limb was removed from a living person, and the flesh is coming off of that limb. On the one hand, we know that we learned in the last Mishnah that we treat this limb like a corpse in terms of tumat ohel. So it says that Rabbi Eliezer, if we're treating it like a corpse in that regard, we also should treat the flesh like it's coming from a dead body as well, and therefore that should also transmit tumah, like a regular dead body. Even though it came off of a living body, here the properties are, this is coming off of the limb, and the limb is treated with tumah, so this should be the same as well. While Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Nehunya say no, once the flesh is removed from the limb, it's not the same law as the limb anymore, and you simply treat it as flesh that came from a living person, and flesh that came from a living person is tahor. That's the machloka between them. Etzem kisora haporesh me'ever minahai. If a piece of bone that's the size of piece of barley comes from a limb of a living person, Rabbi Nehunya mitameh. Rabbi Nehunya says that it's tameh, just like the bone of a corpse. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua mitaharin. But Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua say that it's pure, like the bone removed from a living person. The same halakha would really apply over here. You have the bone that's coming from a living person. Rabbi Nehunya would say that it's tameh because it's like a corpse. A bone is a bone, and once it's removed from the living person, it has the same status as a corpse. While Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua would say, no, it's treated like a living person. It's removed from a living person, and therefore we treat it like that, and it's pure. We have to notice also the name change over here. In the first machloket, it was Rabbi Eliezer against Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Nehunya. Over here, it's Rabbi Nehunya versus Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. So we sort of have a compromise opinion over here. So we end up with three opinions. We have Rabbi Eliezer, who splits the ticket on the first hand when talking about the kazayit, the flesh that came from a living person. Rabbi Eliezer said that was impure. But when talking about the bone that came from a living person, Rabbi Yehoshua said that it was pure. So he splits depending on what was going on. You have Rabbi Nehunya, who says the opposite. He says that the flesh is pure, but the bone is tameh. He's the opposite of Rabbi Eliezer. And then you have Rabbi Yehoshua, who says that both the flesh and the bone are tahor. So now we'll have a discussion between these three opinions about how they formulate their view. We'll go with Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Nehunya questioning Rabbi Eliezer's original opinion, where he said that the flesh that came from a living person is impure. Amru lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Nehunya and Rabbi Yehoshua told Rabbi Eliezer, Mara ita letameb kezayit basara poresh me'ever minahai. They told him, what reason do you see to say that if a kazayit of flesh comes from a living person, that kazayit is now tameh? Why would you say that? Amar lahem, matzinu eved minahai kemet shalem. He says, no, I'm looking at this, that a limb from a living person, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, is treated like a full corpse when it comes to the laws of tum'ah. The complete corpse is tameh and also transmits tum'ah through oil. So same thing over here. The limb that comes from a living person is tameh and transmits tum'ah through oil. Mahamet kazayit basara poresh bimenu tameh. So therefore we say, just like the case of a corpse, the law is that if a kazayit of flesh comes from it tameh, Af ev mina hay ke zayit basar poresh bimenu yetame. So too, when it comes to a limb that comes from a living person, the law should be the same, that a kazayit of flesh that comes from that living person, from that limb that came from a living person, is also treated as tameh. But the other Tanaim respond to him. Amru lo, lo. They told him, no, we don't agree with your comparison. Im timeta kazayit basara poresh min hamet. If you want to say that a kazayit of flesh that comes from a dead body is tameh, that would make sense. Why? Sheken timeta etzim kisora haporesh bimenu. Because we consider a bone that's even the size of a barley that comes from a dead body to be tameh. So the Torah is very strict with the bone that comes from a corpse. So we understand how it could say that if flesh comes from a corpse, it also would be tameh. The problem is, tetameh kazayit basara poresh me'evir b'nahai. In the world of Rabbi Eliezer, he tells us that when we're dealing with a kazayit of flesh that comes from a limb that was detached from a body while the person was alive, just to refocus what we're talking about, that flesh is tameh. Say the Hachamim back to him, that doesn't really make sense. Are you going to make tameh a kazayit of flesh that comes from a limb removed from a living person? Sheken tiharta etzem kiseora haporesh mimenu. We see that the rule is with a bone that's the size of a barley that comes from that type of limb is tahor, is pure. Even the Rabbi Eliezer would agree that a limb that comes from a living person is treated more leniently in regard to the bone that comes from it. So the Torah maybe was more lenient with the flesh as well. And maybe the Torah considers that flesh to also be tahor. That's the question against Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer explained earlier that the flesh from a living person, from that limb, is tameh because he compares that flesh to the limb to a corpse. But he even agrees that a bone that comes from that type of limb is tahor. So isn't it obvious that a limb from a living person is not the same as a corpse? Because we see we treat the bone a certain way. If we treated them equally, we would say that the bone is tameh as well, and we don't. So therefore, maybe also when it comes to the flesh, we don't equate the fact that the limb itself is equal to a corpse. Maybe the flesh is not. Why are we selectively choosing, asking Hachamim to the Rabbi Eliezer? Why are you saying that the bone is not considered to be like a corpse, but the flesh is? Who said? Maybe the flesh also is not considered to be like a corpse, and therefore it would also be tahor. That's the question of the Hachamim to the Rabbi Eliezer. Now we'll analyze the opinion of the Bini Hunya. The Bini Hunya said that the opposite of what Rabbi Eliezer said, that the flesh is tahor, but the bone is tameh. So the rabbis, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, said to the Bini Hunya, "Mara'ita letameh etzem kisora poresh me'evir min ahai." What reason do you see to make the bone that's the size of a barley tameh when it comes from a limb that was removed from a living person? Amar lahem, matzinu evir min ahai. He said to them, my reason is, we find that a limb that comes from a living person, like we said, is looked at as a dead body in terms of the laws of Tum'ah. So the limb, even though it came from a living person, like we've said previously in the Mishnah, is looked at as a corpse that comes from a dead body when it comes to Tum'ah. So Mahamet etzim kisora poresh bimenu tameh. We say, therefore, just like a corpse, if there's a bone the size of a barley that comes from it, we say it's tameh. So we would say the same thing with a piece of bone that comes from a limb that was detached from a living body. If the bone is the size of a se'ora, we say that's tameh as well. The halakha should be the same. If we look at the limb as a same halakha as the corpse, we should look also at the bone that comes from it like it's coming from a corpse, and therefore it would be tameh. The other rabbis are going to question Rabbi Nehonya with the same type of logic that they used to refute Rabbi Eliezer. Amru lo, lo. They told him, we don't like your comparison. Im timeta etzem kiseora poresh min hamet. If you're going to consider the bone that's the size of a barley that comes from a corpse to be tameh, sheken timeta kazayit basara poresh bimenu, it's because we say that a kazayit of flesh that comes from it is tameh. We see the Torah was strict with flesh that comes from a corpse. It makes sense also that the Torah would be strict with a bone that comes from a corpse. But tetameh etzem kiseora poresh bimenu min ahai. Are you also going to say that a bone the size of a barley that comes from a limb that was removed from a living person, you're going to say that tame as well? We know that you rule that if flesh comes from that type of a limb, it's tahor. So how could you have that double standard? The rabbis are asking him. If you're agreeing that a limb that comes from a living person is treated more leniently by the Torah when we're talking about the flesh of it, maybe the Torah also was lenient when it's talking about a bone that came from that limb as well, a bone that came from a limb that was detached from a person while he was living. So maybe the same halakha applies from both flesh and to the bone as well. Why do we have two standards? It's the same argument, but the flip that they gave to Rabbi Eliezer. Now that we have both the arguments and the refutations of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Nehonya, the Mishnah is going to tell us why they thought what they thought. Amru lo Rabbi Eliezer, they told Rabbi Eliezer, Maraite la halok midotecha. How'd you come up with this double standard of comparing things? When we say, when we're dealing with the limb from a living person, you're going to compare it to a corpse, but only in terms of the flesh, but not to the bone. So you're only going to consider the flesh to be tameh, but you're not going to consider the bone to be tameh. Why did you come up with that? Why did you have that double standard? Or tameh bishnehem, or taher bishnehem. Either rule that both of them are tameh, or rule that both of them are tahor. Amar lahem, he responded to them. Meruba tumat habasar mitumat ha'atzamot. We see that the tumah of flesh is greater than the tumah of bones. Shehabasar noheg benvelot ubishiratzim, ma she'en ken ba'atzamot. Because we see with flesh, it's subject to the tumah even with nevelot ushiratzim, with animals, with sherets, with types of insects. But we don't see that with bones. The bones of Nevelot and Shiratzim are not Tameh. So we see that flesh is considered to be a higher level of Tum'ah because it applies in other areas as well. So therefore, we're going to extend the law of the limb that got detached during somebody's life, that limb is Tameh. We're going to extend that to the flesh. But when it comes to the bones, we're not going to, because we only see the Tum'ah of in a severe form when it comes to but the flesh, but not when it comes to the bones. Adds Rabbi Eliezer one more point in order to prove why flesh is treated more strictly than bones. Davar ahed, we see that tumah is greater than the bones because of the following. Ever sheyesh alav basar karaui mitameh b'maga u'masa u'ohel. If you have a limb of a living person that has flesh on it, it transmits tumah through touching, through carrying, and through being under the same roof. A limb has to be a combination of a bone, of flesh, and of sinews, of veins. Haser habasar tameh. If some of the flesh is missing, it's still considered to be an eved. It's still considered to be a limb, and it would be tameh as long as there's enough flesh on there for it to be able to heal. There's a substantial amount of basar, even though some of it's missing. Haser ha'etzim tahor. But if some of the bone of the limb is missing, it's not considered to be a limb anymore, and it's considered to be tahor. If the limb is missing some of its flesh, we see that it doesn't cause the limb to lose its tum'ah, but the loss of the bone does make it pure, and it causes it to lose its tum'ah. So we see that we deal with flesh in a much stricter way than we deal with bones. Now we'll explain the opinion of Rabbi Nehonya. Rabbi Nehonya was of the opinion that bones are tameh, but the flesh is not considered to be tameh, but the flesh is considered to be tahor. We'll give his rationale. Amru lo Rabbi Nehonya, ma ra'ita lahalok midotecha. They asked Rabbi Nehonya, why do you have the double standard? When you're comparing, we said that the limb is like a corpse. So why do you only extend that to the bone, but not to the flesh? Why do you say that the bone also becomes tameh, but the flesh does not become tameh? Or tameh bishnehem, or taher bishnehem. Either say that both of them are tameh, or tell us that both of them are tahor. Amar lahem, he responded to them. Meruba tum'at ha'atzamot, mitum'at ha'basar. We see that the tum'ah of bones is more severe or greater than the tum'ah of flesh. Shabbasara poresh minahai tahor. If you have flesh that comes from a living person, we consider it to be pure, we consider it to be tahor. The ever a poresh mimenu vehu kibliato tameh, but a limb that comes from him, and it's in its original form. It has the flesh, it has the veins, the sinews, and the bone is tameh. So flesh alone never creates a situation of tameh when it's coming from this living person. But when you're combining it with bone, it becomes tameh. So we see that the bone is the gorem. The bone is the main cause of tum'ah. So bones, therefore, are considered to be more stringent than flesh. And therefore, we want to say that a bone that comes from a living person, it's detached from him, is stricter than the law of flesh that comes from that limb. We're going to say that the bones are the is what really causes the tum'ah, as opposed to the limb. We'll have another reason now that Rabbi Nehonya says that the bones are considered to be a more severe source of tum'ah than the flesh. Davar acher. Another point, that the tum'ah of bones is greater than tum'ah of flesh. Kazayit basar metame b'maga u'masa u'be'ohel. A kazayit of flesh that comes from a dead body transmits tum'ah through touching, through carrying, or being under the same roof. Ve'rov atzamot metame'im b'maga u'masa u'be'ohel. And a majority of the bones of a corpse also transmit tum'ah through touching, carrying, and being under the same roof. But when these minimum amounts are not met, flesh and bones are not the same. Flesh and bone are not the same. Haser habasar tahor. If some of the flesh is missing and there's less than a kazayit, we say that the whole thing is tahor. It does not transmit tum'ah in any way. Haser rov atzamot. But if you have some of the majority of the bones are missing, so you don't have a majority of bones anymore, afal pi shetahor milit tameh be'ohel mitameh b'maga u'masa. Even though the bones now are tahor and they can't not transmit tum'ah through ohel, they do not transmit tum'ah through ohel. They do transmit tum'ah through touching or carrying. So we see when it comes from to flesh and bones, that when we're talking about from a living person, we're much more strict with bones and consider them tameh, even if they're below the threshold that we usually use. And when it comes to flesh, we're more lenient and we consider it in an easier way to be tahor. The third reason of Rabbi Nehonya to say that bones are considered to be more tameh than flesh. Davar acher, an additional point. Kol basar hamet shehu pachot mikazayit tahor. If you have a full corpse, let's say lo alenu, there was a miscarried baby, and we have a way to measure the flesh of that baby, and it's less than a kazayit, we say it's tahor, even though you have the full body over there. It doesn't matter if the flesh is less than a kazayit. It's tahor. Rov binyano. But in terms of the bones, if you have the majority of the skeletal structure of that corpse around, ve'rov binyano shemet, or if you have a majority of the actual bones of that corpse, afal pi she'en bahem rova teme'in, even though you do not have a quarter of a kav, that's a rova, that's usually needed to transmit tum'ah through ohel, we say there's still tameh and could transmit tum'ah through ohel. So when we're talking about measurements, if flesh is missing the measurements that it needs, it does not transmit tum'ah at all, even if the entire dead body is there. But when talking about bones, even though they may be lacking the proper measurement, as long as the majority of the bones are there, or the majority of the structure is there, it does transmit tum'ah. So we see from here a third example of Rabbi Nehonya to show us that bones have the power to transmit tum'ah on a higher level than flesh. So therefore it would make sense for him to say that, back to our original question, we consider a limb that comes from a living person to be like a corpse, and we consider it to be tameh. So when it comes to the bone that comes from there, which we treat in a more severe way, it makes sense that's also considered to be like a corpse. But with the flesh, we consider it not to be as severe because of the three proofs that he brought. And therefore, the flesh that comes from that type of limb is tahor. Now we'll mention the third opinion. The third opinion was Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua was of the opinion that both the flesh and the bone are considered to be tahor. Amru lo l'Rabbi Yehoshua. Both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Nehonya said to Rabbi Yehoshua, "Mara ita let the head b'shnehem." Why? What reason do you see that you're going to say both of them, the bones and the flesh, are going to be considered tahor? A limb was removed from a living person, as we said. We compare that limb to a corpse and it's tameh and it transmits tum'ah through oil. So therefore, isn't it logical to say that extends as well to the flesh or to the bone that comes from that same limb, that it also is considered to be like the corpse. Amar lahem lo, he told them, no, I don't like your comparison. How could you say that? Im amartem bemet sheyesh bo rov verova verakav. He says, if you want to talk about a corpse, that the flesh and the bones come from it, if you want to say that they're tameh, the whole reason that the corpse itself is tameh is because it has the following details with it. It has rov, that means majority of the bones. It has rova, it has a quarter kav of bone. And then lastly, verakav. And it even has all of the decomposed dust of the body that's with it. They transmit tumah, therefore, through ohel. We see that the Torah treats a corpse in a very strict way, and it transmits tumah through ohel, even though it's basically a collection of different things that are coming together. So therefore, it would also make sense that the flesh and the bones of a corpse that are removed from it could also transmit tumah. But that's comparing it to a dead body. Tomeru behai she'en borov verova verakav. Are you going to say the same thing for flesh and bone that come from a limb of a living person? They're lacking all of those details that we mentioned above. We mentioned that you have to have those three things, that your rova and a rakav, majority of bones, the quarter kav of bones, and the corp dust. All of those incorporate with a dead body to create tum'ah. And therefore, whatever comes from a dead body is also going to be tameh. But we're talking about a live body, which is lacking those problems. You don't have the majority of the bones there, and you don't have the quarter kav measurement of bone or the corp dust there that help you transmit tum'ah through oil. So we see that Torah doesn't equate a dead person and a live person. With a dead person, you can understand the extension to say that the atzamot, the bones and the flesh are going to become impure. But when talking about a live person, there's no reason to think that a live person has any of the additional stringencies that we mentioned by a corpse, like the flesh and the bones from it transmitting tumah. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehoshua, when dealing with this case, that the flesh and the limb and the bones would not transmit tumah.